Welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here from home studio in Auckland on a beautiful, sunny, warm day here. Listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday night on Planet FM, listening Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM, and Cabinet Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Welcome along to all our listeners listening on Planet Audio across New Zealand and indeed around the world. Hopefully you can hang around for the next hour. We'll have all the latest news from Ireland, and we'll have plenty of good music, and I've got a lot of people to say hello to tonight on the programme. And first up, we're going to have Fisherman's Blues from the Waterboys, and the band are touring here in May, and I want to dedicate this song to a few people listening for the first time. Aina and Emmett Gagan, originally from Dublin with Galway connections, and their children Alana, Ashling, Aaron and April. So hopefully you're going to be tuning in regularly now to Ireland Calling. But here we are, the Waterboys and Fisherman's Blues.
Tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet life with a band of London love. Love, feeling bearing down on me, save the starry sky above with light in my head. We'll be right back.
Right, well, I hope you enjoy that opening song on the show tonight. Fisherman's Blues from the Waterboys. Going out especially to Anna and Emmett Gagan and their children, Alana, Aisling, Aaron and April, living on the north shore of Auckland here. And as I mentioned, Waterboys are touring here next year. Hot House Flowers are coming with dates for them. And there's a lot of other acts coming down this way. Right, well, last week we talked about the tragedy on the road with five young people killed outside Dundalk last Saturday week, and their funerals took place on Friday and Saturday, and the four young people from Ireland, Mary, or the new president, President Catherine Connolly, attended both funerals on Friday and Saturday, and the other girl from Scotland, obviously her funeral would take place there at a later stage. But the country just was shocked and horrified by the tragedy that happened. And it was, to date, probably our worst year for road accidents for a long time, but it didn't get any better. Over the weekend, there was three people killed. And then on Monday morning, two other people killed just north of Balbriggan in Dublin, a bus and CIE bus and a truck. So it's kind of opening up questions about road safety in Ireland and conditions and stuff. But at the end of the day, the families that have lost loved ones have to deal with the awful tragedy that has happened and affected their lives. So hopefully things will improve. But I know every year at the end of the year, back there a few years ago, we were talking about the number of deaths, and they're just hoping that it'll be less killed on the roads the following year. But it doesn't seem to work out like that. Right, we'll move on. We'll take another bit of music, and Dolores Keane and Caledonia.
I don't know if you can see the changes that I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away.
wonderful voice of Dolores Cain turned 70 just over a year ago. Of course, sister of Sean Cain, and we play his songs from time to time on the programme here. What has been making the news in Ireland, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he was invited as part of the G20 summit in South Africa and then came back via Angola. And he came home a day early to be in town for being a forward parliamentary meeting tonight, and people accused him of coming back early because he's worried that people might be plotting his exit. But he's not going anywhere, and he said the party is fully behind him. Of course, Pascal Dunne, who bowed out as finance minister last week, he's off and think he started his new job as QIC at the World Bank in Washington on Monday, so there'll be a by-election to replace him in his Dublin central constituency. And Leo Varadkar, former Taoiseach, came out and said that Jerry Hutch, the ex-Crim, who almost got elected in the last election, has little or no chance of winning the by-election when it'll be taken, at last take place within the next 6 months. Of course, there'll be a by-election down in West of Ireland as well to replace Catherine Connolly, who's been elected President of Ireland. So the political discussions are happening. People are wondering whether Taoiseach Simon Harris will be capable of being a good finance minister because he replaced Pascal Donoghue. And of course, Jack Chambers is the minister for public expenditure, former finance minister. They don't seem to get on too well together. So it'll be interesting to see how they go in the weeks and months ahead, because everybody said former finance minister Pascal Dunne stood up to his colleagues and basically put the country's finances ahead of party politics. Just before we take the next song, it's good to see that there is hopefully some kind of a peace agreement coming in this war in Ukraine. Of course, everything seems to be in Russian's favour at the moment, but the indications are that Ukraine are willing to obviously get away some men, but not as much as Russia want. Hopefully the war ends soon. Righto, as I said, lots of people to say hello to. I had a lovely pleasure of meeting a young woman from Waterford yesterday here in Takapuna, Rachel Walsh. Rachel and her husband Sean Farley have just recently arrived here along with their son Irla, and they're tuning in for the first time tonight, and over here for a year or two involved in the medical professions, both of them. So Rachel, I hope, and Sean, you're enjoying listening to Ireland Calling tonight. And you'll be tuning in, because I know you miss the news from home. You're a bit like me. You tune in to Ireland, all the RTE radio news programs. So being from Waterford, Rachel said it'd be nice to have a song from a famous Waterford singer, Brendan Boyer. So I've had a look around and I come up with this one, his version of Danny Boy, which I know is a favourite song of many people listening to Ireland Calling. So for Rachel and Sean and Eirlet, here you are, Danny Boy and Brendan Boyer.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. Tis you, tis you must go when I must buy. Or when my you come, and all the flowers are dying. If I'm dead, as dead I well may be, please come and find the place where I am lying. There kneel and say, come, oh baby, through me.
Brendan Boyle, I think his band was called the Royal Show Band, and of course Brendan finished his career, passed away about 2 years ago, but he finished his career in Las Vegas. He had a regular stint over there, and of course he was a huge hit late 60s and 70s on the show band circuit in Ireland, and I'm sure he played in my hometown when we ran into school in Glenamaddy. There was a famous dance hall there called the Sound of Music Club. In Glenamaddy, it used to pack them out every Saturday night. And if you had Joe Dolan, the late Joe Dolan, or Big Tom playing, the place was absolutely packed. Other items making news: Ina Burke, the teacher from Castlebar, who refuses to, you know, adhere to a court order. He's back in Mountjoy Jail tonight. There was about five attempts to arrest him for disobeying a court order last week. In fact, Gardaí turned up. Home, his family home in Castlebar in County Mayo, and big articles written about the whole family at the weekend, that 10 children all homeschooled by the mother, all got excellent results in their leaving cert, and went on, and quite a few of the family are teachers, and I think there's three of them in qualified lawyers, but obviously Enoch refused to use pronouns to call a student at his former school, and he was suspended from school, and but he turned up outside the gate every day and did that for this part of a year, and he's been jailed about three times for breaching a court order, and he's back again, but he put up a post today saying that he's been jailed for his religious beliefs, and he's huge fines handed down already to him. I think fines in the region of over £300,000, but a lot of rumours going around to say that right-wing fundamentalist religious groups in America could be supporting him to pay off some of these fines. But it looks like this saga is not going to finish any time soon. All right, we're going to have a song here, a good song called Paul Brady, The Fumes of Donegal. And I met a lovely Donegal lady last week, Deirdre Hutton. Deirdre and her husband Alan, originally from Wellington, tuning into Ireland, calling tonight. I would also add in Deirdre's brother Michael, who's works in AIB in Fairmorris in the County Mayo, and Deirdre has been here, I think, around 20 years. So Paul Brady, and every time I play a Paul Brady song, it always reminds me of an interview he did on RT Radio a few years ago, and talked about places he visits, and one of them is New Zealand, where he's got a daughter living down in Christchurch. So here's Paul singing The Homes of Donegal.
Children standing by the door.
what a wonderful singer. Paul Brady grew up in Strabane. His parents were teachers there. And I saw him recently, a picture of him, in fact, the last week. He's involved in some arts council in Ireland. He's involved in music, but still wonderful singer. And obviously spent quite a bit of his youth in Strabane in County Tyrone. And speaking of Strabane in Tyrone, I want to, over the time, I send a copy of this programme each week to Brian Gallagher. Brian, brother of Paul, long-time resident here in Auckland before he tragically passed away in 2014, actually, and the PG, as we used to call him, passed away. Why, another man, richest man in Ireland, Dennis O'Brien, got into spot of bother recently when he owned Newstalk ZB and Irish Independent Group, which he sold out to a Dutch company. But a press release went out from his former press secretary or PR manager, James Morrissey, relating to two solicitors in Belfast, and it kind of defamed them, so they said. And the court case concluded last week in Belfast, with the judge basically hitting Dennis O'Brien hard with a huge awarding the two legal two lawyers around £800,000 probably, along with all their legal bills, because they were defamed in this email that went out, kind of connecting them to Sinn Féin, and which wasn't true. Of course, Dennis has sold down lots of his assets, sold all his media business to this Dutch company. Of course, got into a huge argument, or a battle, I suppose, corporate battle with Tony O'Reilly over control of the Independent newspaper group. O'Brien, of course, was awarded a second mobile phone license in Ireland, and there was a huge inquiry into that, and you know, the tribunal didn't rule out that there was political favours done by the then Minister for Communication, who's still an Independent TD in the Dáil, Michael Lowry. And the tribunal went on, oh my god, probably for 3 or 4 years. So O'Brien successfully built up that mobile phone list business in Ireland, sold it at the height of the dot-com boom, and then developed Digicel, which was a huge business all around the Caribbean and all the island nations, including Fiji and Samoa and Tonga. And he's basically exited out of that and has a lot of business interests now in Portugal. He's got 2 or 3 big golf resorts there. And I think from memory, he lives in exile, or, you know, in a tax haven, might have been Malta. I remember Michael O'Leary slagging him off once, the chief executive of Ryanair, that they might do a special flight between Dublin and Malta to accommodate all the wealthy Irish people that were living there. But not a good week for him last week, having to obviously pay out huge money for a libel action against him. Right, we're going to move on this time with the Woke Tolls and the Rose of Moon coin. Again, met Michelle Cullinan last week. Her parents are from Corfin in Galway. Immigrated to Kilkenny many years ago, and she was she grew up there. But she was telling me her dad always made sure she cheered on Galway when they were playing Kilkenny in hurling. Sadly, the hurling teams of Kilkenny always were too good for Galway on many an occasion. But Michelle, we'll play a Kilkenny song for you tonight, and we might have a Galway song later on the program. And Michelle, living here in Auckland, and here are the Rose of Mooncoin with the Woke Tones.
How sweet is to roam by the sunny shore stream, and hear the dove coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander,
shine with you, lovely Molly, the rose of moonkind.
She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman's boat with his small boat and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoy.
Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your waters so clear sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoy.
Then here's to the shore with its valley so fair, as oft times we wandered in the cool morning air, where the roses are blooming and the lilies entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoy.
Gently along, by your waters so clear, sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoy.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Planet FM, Christchurch, on Saturday on Plains FM, Cavity Coast and Access Radio Wellington on Sunday. And hello to everybody listening on the podcast Planet Audio across New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world. We'll have a bit of a chat about sport at the moment, and I'm sure everybody here would have saw the rugby at the weekend, a bit of a disaster for Ireland, just stuck after it, just too strong. Ireland at one stage were down to 12 players, and they had, obviously the referee came in for attention, but I see Owen Doyle, a former referee, came out yesterday and said the referee did a good job, and every Irish player that was sent into the sin bin, and James Ryan got a red card for 20 minutes for a reckless tackle. We're all warranted. So, but it just goes to show Irish, the scrum was under huge, huge pressure. And I was talking to Brent Pope yesterday, and he was just saying there was no atmosphere there. And of course, to go to these games now in Ireland, we're talking serious money. It's about 180, 190 euro for, you know, a normal ticket. So it wasn't the spectacle that everybody expected it was going to be, a bit like the game that I was at in Chicago a few weeks ago. So all attention now turns to the United Rugby Championship, and sadly Leicester are going to be without a couple of key players. Obviously, Ryan Baird got injured, and he's out for at least 3 months. We'll probably miss most of the Six Nations, along with, another player, Osborne. He suffered a bad shoulder injury, so that's not good news for them. We'll just come back to the GAA results after the next song, but on the football, I told you last week, Ireland are into a playoff, and they'll play for the qualifier to the World Cup in football next year. And they're going to be picked against probably the easiest team. If there's an easy team, the country's in turmoil over their football. They haven't got a coach in Czech Republic, so they'll play them in March, I think about the 23rd. And then within 5 or 6 days, if they win that match, they'll have a home game likely against Denmark in Dublin. Win that, and they're off to the World Cup. The World Cup draw, I think, is being made, I think it's in Washington, maybe in the White House, on the 4th of December. And around the same time, the World Cup draw in rugby will be taking place. Of course, Ireland have kept their seeding spot number 4. So we're unlikely to be pitted against any of the big teams like we were in the last World Cup in the earlier rounds. And on the domestic scene, the Rugby United Rugby Championship is back this week. And Leinster's new signing probably won't play this week. Rico Ioane will be arriving in Ireland later this week. This time I'm going to play a song. This is called Nelly Fantasia, and it's being performed by the 80 Voices from Limerick. And Jerry O'Malley sent me the link here, and the choir that he's involved in are touring around Ireland at the moment, and past well, and he was on here, but they play this particular song. It's a particular piece of music that I like. I'm pretty sure it might have been involved in the movie called The Mission, but here it is anyways. Nelly Fantasia. Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling with Oliver Lee, broadcasting here from a really warm Wednesday morning in Auckland. It's about 23, 24 degrees. And I have a big day tomorrow. I'm on the board of Rossmini College here, and I organise a big fundraiser every year, a golf tournament at the Waitemata Club in Devonport. So that's on tomorrow. I've got more people playing in that than the Irish Open. And in fact, organising this is probably as much of a job as the Irish Open. So looks like the good man above has looked after us with what's going to be a really fine day of weather tomorrow. What else has been happening? Sadly, another case of bird flu in Ireland at the weekend. A turkey farm in Leash with 30,000 birds. So this is a huge blow. As far as I'm aware, depending where the outbreak happens, the birds have to be all culled. So it's a huge blow for this family or business as we're leading up to Christmas. I went at the Farm Independent yesterday and I see the New Zealand Herald report today that Fonterra, the big Fonterra dairy group here in New Zealand, is forecasting quite a drop in the payout to farmers. But the price of milk in Ireland has taken a huge hit in the last 8 or 9 months. And many farmers are, you know, it was a story 2 weeks ago. I might have mentioned that most farmers need 41 cents a litre. Basically to break even. I know meat prices went up nearly 60 cents last year, but at this stage, they're predicting that they could drop down to as low as 31, 32 cents within the next few months. There seems to be an oversupply of meat production at the moment. And obviously if China is not buying as much product as they normally are, it affects the whole world demand. Right, let's take another bit of music. I'll come back with GAA results. We're coming down to the club finals now, the national club finals. But before that, we go with Seamus Begley, Bombshell in a Colour.
Tra-lo-nin de-la-ch gem kashla so-gum ta'am shim khala yeah.
I hope you're not gone to sleep yet. That's Seamus Begley singing all about Tom in a collar. Of course, Seamus from Dingle in County Kerry passed away a few years ago. Wonderful, wonderful voice, as you can gather from that particular song there. Right, well, the matches that were played last weekend, one match was abandoned, Scotstown Monaghan versus Newbridge from Derry. This match was being played at O'Healy Park. Match had to be abandoned at half-time due to an unplayable pitch. But matches that did go ahead, St. Martin's Wexford were topping Leinster Club Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals. St. Martin's Wexford 21 points, Naas from Kildare 11. Ballyhale from Kilkenny, the famous Ballyhale Shamrocks 118. Clock, Bella Collar from Leash 115. Tight game there. Now the Munster Senior Football Championship semi-finals, Dangan Ukush from Kerry 215. Oh my God, hammered. Then Mungrath from Limerick 2 points. So that's a massive one-sided game. So they'd probably be playing St. Finbar's in Cork, 320. They beat Aire Óg from Ennis, 320 to 14 points. Now the Australian Rules ladies competition, I think the final is taking place this week. I think there's about 36 Irish girls playing in the Australian Football League for women, and 5 girls have been selected in the All-Australian team, which was selected yesterday. So what a great achievement. And remember, we interviewed Sarah Rowe here on the programme the earlier last year. Sarah playing with Collingwood, and Collingwood not having a good team. But I think there's 2 Irish girls picked on that All-Australian team that are in the final, which is coming up this weekend. Right, we'll have time for a couple of more bits of music. Van Morrison and Days Like This. Another man I met with his young son on Saturday morning, playground in Takapuna, Owen Dowling. Owen just moved here recently. He's involved in the advertising. So, Owen, I hope you like this. From Belfast originally, Van Morrison and Days Like This.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they should, then I must remember there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When you don't get the trade by that old Judas kiss, and I must remember there'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me There'll be days like this. All my mama told me there'll be days like this. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me, she said there'll be days like this.
Well, the time is flying away here. I'm what you call it, nearly out of time. So I'm just kind of wondering what else is news here. I'm just looking around at the papers for the latest bits of music. Sadly, last week I mentioned there was a murder in Cork, you know, a residential area. A young 25-year-old man had killed a woman and badly injured a male. As it turned out, it was a young 25-year-old man who murdered his mum. And she was laid to rest, Stella Gallagher, a week after the attack, and her husband was able to come out of hospital to attend the funeral. But a shocking tragedy. We know we had a similar type of situation in Loud a few months ago, where a young man killed his brother and his mother and dad. So may they all rest in peace. Sorry to finish the show on a somber note, but it's just these tragedies seem to be happening quite a bit. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program tonight. All the people that have tuned in for the first time, I hope you'll be back again next week and the week after that. Up next, we probably go out with certainly time for hopefully Hot House Flowers. And if we have time, we'll throw in a bit of the Saw Doctors and Stay in Old Town. I'll say good night and goodbye and God bless, and look forward to being with you again in a week's time. Good night now.
Same old streets, same old people is all you need. Too long waiting, standing around. I'm sick and tired of the same old town. Same old drizzle, same old rain, same old walking back home again. Same old heartache, lost and found. Same old story, same old town. And I go up for a walk to see if there's news. The rain on the path leaking into my shoes. And I do talk to myself, 'cause I'm my only best friend. But it's Sunday night, nearly Monday. The farmers and the whist of day.
Help and support.